A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
For more stories, go to sparklondon.com.
This is about Bob the Australian. I met Bob the Australian down on Dartmoor one summer. It was just at the end of his holiday and just at the beginning of mine. And for 32 hours, we got on really, really well. Well enough that we swapped addresses. I'm talking here mid-70s, it was pre-internet days. We swapped addresses, but we didn't actually write to each other until the following year, when I got a letter from Bob saying that he was coming to Glasgow because he was coming to collect a ship. He did mean a ship. He was in the Australian Merchant Navy. And so would I like to go up to Glasgow and spend a few days with him in a luxury hotel? Which in the 1970s, luxury Glasgow didn't really go together, but hey, you know, it was 4 days away. It worked in with half term. I was a teacher. And so I thought, yeah, I can do this. And I said, yes, I'd go up on the Wednesday and come back on the Sunday, which was his last day, which since he was there for a month, probably seemed a little unenthusiastic, but hey. So on the Wednesday, I got on a train, the one before the one he was expecting me on. And I got off the train in Glasgow and I started to walk towards the hotel. And I saw Bob walking towards me. And this is the hello moment. This is the moment where I'm supposed to fling down my bag and run towards him and the cameras go into slow motion. And all that might have happened except he was walking towards me hand in hand with another young lady. So at this point, it wasn't quite that sort of hello. It was a little bit more, oh, hello, along those lines. The other young lady very discreetly slipped away. And I made a very quick decision here. I've never been one to cut off my nose to spite my face. And I had 4 days in a luxury hotel on offer. So I wasn't about to just say goodbye at that point. You know, at that point, hey, you know, let's hang on in there a little bit. And so we walked back to the hotel and we chatted, as you do. Didn't mention anything about anything, really. So that was on the Wednesday. And on the Thursday, I went and looked around his ship. It was very something. Boring, I think, is the word I'm groping for. And at some point on the Friday, he suggested that I might like to go to Australia and sort of live with him there. And based on the way we'd met, you'd think my answer would have been fairly immediate and fairly much no. But actually, I was teaching and I kind of needed an excuse to leave my job. And that seemed like a good excuse. Well, you know, I mean, anyone else would have just written a letter of resignation. I had to have a good excuse. Also, it was going to put 12,000 miles between me and my family and my friends, and that seemed like a pretty good idea as well. And then there was the fact that I knew a bit about him, like he was never going to be that faithful, was he? You know, let's be fair here. Additionally, he was in the Merchant Navy, so he was actually going to be away quite a lot of the time. So, you know, if you put all that together, you think, it's quite a neat package here. So I said, yeah, fine, that, you know, that sounds like a really good idea. So that was on the Friday. On the Saturday morning, he said, oh, he just had to pop back to the ship to do something, I don't know, sort of twiddle some widgets or something. He said, oh, by the way, he said, I know you were staying until tomorrow, but actually tonight's my last night and I'd quite like to spend it with, the other young lady. And I thought, wow, you know, that's quite an interesting sort of development. So he pushed off back to his ship and I pushed off back to London, really. So we didn't say the G word at that point. And I got back to London and I did actually resign from my job. I sort of used him as an excuse and I resigned from my job. And I thought, well, you know, Australia, I could still go there. You know, it didn't really matter. But then about 6 weeks later, I got another letter from him and it pretty much said, dear Sally, I don't think it's such a good idea that you come to Australia after all. And I just thought, goodbye, Bob, and thank you so much for making a decision I've failed to make. So goodbye, Bob, and thanks. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sarah Bonetto and I'm going to be appearing at the Best of Spark London on Monday the 5th of May at the Canal Cafe Theatre. I've heard about loads of the other stories that are going to be on that evening and I can't wait to see all the performers. I'm really excited myself. As a performer and as an audience, you can book your tickets at sparklondon.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.